Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second. The right fielder, Danny Heap. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Fitzgerald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walt Terrell. Pitching for the New York Mets, Walt Terrell. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Doran. Batting second. The shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting third. The third baseman, Denny Walling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Terry Poll. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Bailey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nolan Ryan. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Nolan Ryan. And now, play ball. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman takes first base on ball four. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Backman. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Backman steals second. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Backman moves to third. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a pop-up towards short. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walling moves to second. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mumphrey. Fitzgerald reaches second base with a double. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Enes Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Pohl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pohl hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Walt Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell strikes out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-1 in the game. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Nolan Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 0-for-1 in the game. Doran strikes out. Two outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Strawberry. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Strawberry steals second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mumphrey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Strawberry who is chasing the ball. Mumphrey reaches third base with a triple. Cruz goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Astros. Enes Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavill is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0-for-1 in the game. Poll hits a fly ball into center field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardenhire. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Gardenhire steals second. Walt Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell strikes out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-2 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ryan juggles the ball. That's an error on Ryan. Gardenhire scores. That run is unearned. It's Mets, 1, Astros, 1. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Mets. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Strawberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nolan Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryan hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 0-for-2 in the game. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire misplays the ball. That's an error on Gardenhire. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster strikes out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Poll settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fitzgerald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cruz hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabell hits a fly ball towards right. Heap settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Heap. Walling moves to third. Cabell moves to second. Terry Pull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pull is 0-for-2 in the game. Pull hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Terrell hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Backman. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Backman steals second. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-3 in the game. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Baz pinch hits for Nolan Ryan. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 0-for-3 in the game. Doran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baz moves to second. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner pinch hits for Denny Walling. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Phil Garner now playing third base. Joe Sambito now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Strawberry hits a pop-up towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. the Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-3 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Terry Pohl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cabell. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. Cabell steals second. Terry Pohl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pohl is 0-for-3 in the game. Pohl strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Julio Solano now pitching. Jim Pankowitz now playing left field. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Pohl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gardenhire hits a pop-up towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pankowitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pankowitz strikes out. Two outs. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Doran hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.